We're talking about life insurance here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. How to shop for it, how to estimate how much to get. But first, let's check in on our fall member drive. I'm here with Keely Beltina. Good morning.
Hi, Kate.
You count on the Ideas Network for these great discussions, and it is your gift of any amount that makes these discussions possible. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, and that is why your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
Last hour, we heard from six new and returning members. Thank you for those gifts bright and early on a Friday morning. Right now, though, we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000. This generous match is from current members, including a member from Oconto, and it means they'll match every dollar you give.
So exciting. Up to $5,000 match money on the table. It is their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support for the programs you love. Give this moment at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Federal and state tax dollars do provide important funding for WPR programs, and those do come from listeners like you. It's voluntary listener support, though, that's actually the biggest percentage of support for WPR programs.
You make the difference. You make the quality, the variety, the independence of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Because WPR matters to you, make a personal contribution to pay for the programs you listen to. Get your donation match dollar for dollar right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our world gets more complex every day, whether it's what's happening in the news or this conversation we're going to have about life insurance. You rely on Wisconsin Public Radio to take these complicated issues and turn it into understandable language so that you know how it affects your life.
And for you to get programs that are relevant to your life, we rely on your financial backing. It is the largest source of our funding, and that is why we ask that if you've never given before, make your first ever contribution right now. Say $10 a month or $120. It'll be matched dollar for dollar during this fall member drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There are many reasons to give to Wisconsin Public Radio. This drive, one of them is that your donation of any amount enters you into a drawing for tickets to see Hamilton in Chicago. But wait, there's more. The package also includes dinner out before the show and an overnight stay. We hope you'll donate to enter, but you don't have to donate to win. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Hamilton Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Sustainers, we've got you covered. You're automatically entered. Check out the rules and details at WPR.org/drawing.
Yes, that's right. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Beltina, and it is your support during this fall member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And the beauty of this is that giving to WPR is so easy. All we need is your name, contact information, the amount you choose to give, and how you'd like to pay.
It takes just a few minutes to make your contribution right now to Wisconsin Public Radio. And those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference. Get in on these matching dollars here on the table, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That match is $5,000, and that means for every $10 you give, they'll match $10. There's still room for your gift in this match. So give now, don't wait. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR, it goes twice as far.
Yep. And those Hamilton tickets up for grabs as well. An overnight stay in Chicago. No contribution is necessary. All the details, WPR.org/drawing. But better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And all of our wonderful sustainers out there, you're automatically entered. And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. So we're talking life insurance this hour of the morning show. Life insurance is simply protection to ensure that your family will have some financial security when you pass away. But we need to learn about life insurance rules and regulations in Wisconsin and understand what a policy will and won't do. So do you have life insurance? What prompted you to get it? How have you gone about researching policies? Join in with your questions, your insights, 800-642-1234. Deborah DeLeers is a financial advisor in De Pere with Northright Financial. Deb, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, some people may think that life insurance is only for people with dependents or people with a spouse. But is that entirely true? What are some of the reasons someone might want life insurance beyond that?
You're right. That's not exactly true. So if you do have dependents, that's a great reason to have life insurance. If you have significant debt, so maybe it's student loans, maybe it's a house payment that someone helped co-sign for, that's another situation where life insurance would be beneficial, because if something happens to me, for example, assuming I have student debt that someone has co-signed for, the individual who co-signed could receive the death benefit and then pay off all of that debt instead of being responsible for it themselves. Business owners also have a need for life insurance in many situations. If there are business obligations that upon their passing would still need to be satisfied. There are also health needs that combination policies that provide for not only a death benefit, but where you can access some of the funds early if you need long-term care funds, is another great reason to have life insurance. So there's a lot of different niches that fit people and make it a smart decision to purchase life insurance.
Well, what should we be considering when researching these policies? Because there are people out there who are selling life insurance as well.
Absolutely. So I think the first piece is how much life insurance do you need? So assuming it's just your basic family, you've got some dependents, so you want to make sure that if one spouse passes away, the surviving spouse has money to pay the mortgage or set aside funds for their children in order to pay for college or just life expenses. What does that number look like? What are your outstanding bills? So it's really looking at the balance of your mortgage, maybe the balance of any debt that you have, and starting there. The next piece is determining what type of policy makes sense. So there's generally two types of policies. There's a term policy, which you purchase for a term of years. So maybe it's a 10-year, maybe it's a 20-year, maybe it's 30 years. And after that term expires, the insurance goes away and you have to kind of reshop for that. The other type of policy is considered a permanent policy. So you pay for it and it lasts throughout your entire lifetime. And so those two different policies come with two different price tags.
Would that be whole life is the one that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it'd be whole life or universal life are
okay.
The two main permanent insurances. And those tend to have a higher premium than what a term policy would have. So it's determining, one, what type of coverage do you need? What's the amount? And then, two, does it make more sense financially for you to have the term policy because that's what you can afford? Or can you afford the whole life or universal policy to give you that coverage throughout your lifetime?
Well, we do hear about how expensive these life insurance premiums can be. Where does life insurance fall on the cost scale? What is the expense?
That's a great question, and part of that depends on the individual. So generally, the younger that you are and the healthier that you are, the cheaper your premium is. As you age, and so even into your 40s and 50s, your premium is going to go up a little bit because the life insurance carrier is taking a risk, and they know that if you pass away during their policy, they're paying out. And so that, in certain aspects, helps justify the higher premium as you get older. So it can range anywhere from $25 a month for a young, healthy, single individual for maybe a $100,000 term policy, up to maybe $300 a month for similar coverage in a whole life policy. But it's really dependent on your own personal information.
So what about the underwriting here on these policies? Do policies require a medical exam?
Most times they do. There are certain policies that don't require underwriting, but I would say in fairness, many of the policies do require underwriting. And so when you make that initial life insurance application, oftentimes you'll have a nurse from the company or who's contracted from the life insurance company come to your home or your place of business, wherever it's convenient. Then they'll do some basic blood draws and a health screen, take some information about where you've had medical treatment. And oftentimes they will request some medical records just to make sure that there's nothing lurking, so to speak. And that will help base their decision on whether you are insurable and what the premium would be.
We're talking about life insurance with financial advisor Deb DeLeers. Do you have life insurance? What prompted you to get it? Do you feel like you have adequate coverage? How much do you know about your policy? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll continue talking about life insurance right ahead here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're talking about life insurance, term, whole, universal. We're getting into all the language. We're figuring it out. But first, let's check in on our fall member drive. I'm here with Keely Beltina. Good morning.
Good morning.
As a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something interesting when you tune in to the morning show. And that is thanks to your support. It's listeners who provide the largest share of the funding for WPR programs. When you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make the morning show. You make everything else you hear on WPR possible.
And we say now is the time. We mean now is the time. We have a dollar for dollar match up to $5,000 in effect right now. It's a great time to donate because current members, including a member from Oconto, will double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift and do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Look, you know, you can get headlines, you can get the sound bites in other places. And where do you go, though, for in-depth discussion?
The Ideas Network.
Thank
Come on, Kate.
Keely, thank you. You were set up.
Here, you don't just get that 20-second clip or a few minutes of back and forth, this idea of just two sides. No, no, no. You get plenty of time to develop ideas and ask your own questions. WPR is a great source of this in-depth information, and it's your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 that makes that possible.
We have this dollar for dollar match going on right now from current members, including a member from Oconto. Your gift of $50 turns into $100. $100 turns into $200. You know the drill here. Take advantage of this match. Double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This member drive, ask for the new WPR tote bag. The sturdy USA-made natural cotton bag features a warm yellow and orange geometric design. It's the perfect bag for all your essentials. What will you carry in your WPR tote bag?
I'm going to put all my kale in it, all my tomatoes.
Groceries.
Lake glass and pretty rocks.
Ask for your WPR tote bag with your gift of $10 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org. Listen to that firing music. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. That must be match music. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Baltina, and it is your support today, right now, of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And so whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
The other nice thing is that right now that $10 or $100 a month, it doubles right now because of the match we have in effect. So give today, become a sustainer too. As a sustaining member, you'll give that amount, $10, $15 a month that automatically comes out of your bank account or on your credit card. And then your monthly gift continues until you ask us to make a change.
And this means we can depend on you the way you depend on us day in and day out, year in and year out. You're still in control. You can change your giving at any time. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Did we mention we have a dollar-for-dollar match?
I don't know.
Dollar-for-dollar match is in effect right now, and we have more than $3,000 left to raise. Do not leave that money on the table. Give now. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support of WPR goes twice as far.
And today is a really special day. It's not only Friday. You can take your WPR pride with you wherever you go when you get the WPR Travel Bundle as your thank you gift. It includes both the WPR tote and the travel mug. It's available today only at $25 a month, which is $5 a month savings. And on top of that, we have a dollar for dollar match. So no time like the present. Give now. Support your favorite programs. Ask for the WPR Travel Bundle when you give $25 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make the call. Go online. Your gift right now is so important, and we thank you.
You're with us on the morning show as we learn about life insurance. It is a safety net if anyone depends on you financially, and the underlying cost of these policies is based on actuarial tables that project life expectancy and risk, like whether someone smokes or has a dangerous occupation. When did you decide to look for life insurance? Did you make a conscious decision not to buy a policy? Why was that? Join in at 800-642-1234. Be part of the conversation with Deb DeLeers. She's a financial advisor in De Pere, and she stays with us. Deb, as life expectancy increases, there is also a higher potential for chronic illnesses like cancer, like Alzheimer's disease. How does someone assess life insurance money if needed?
That's a great question. Obviously, the healthier you are when you apply for the policy, the better coverage you're going to get. So what I often tell people is, while you're healthy, let's look at what those premiums cost. Let's see if it makes sense from a financial standpoint to get some coverage in place. Because if a health issue does arise, that could be a bar for coverage. You might not be considered insurable at that point. Another neat feature is there are some combination policies where they look, act, and feel like a life insurance policy. And if you never have health issues or a need for long-term care coverage, you will get, or your family, I should say, would get a death benefit upon your passing. However, there are features within these combination policies that if you do have a health issue where you would need long-term care coverage and some of your activities of daily living are impacted, you can actually access some of the death benefit now during your life to help cover those care costs. And what that does is simply reduces the amount of your death benefit. So if you have a $100,000 combination policy and you need to start accessing those funds for your care coverage, let's say you use $50,000 prior to your passing towards your care, your loved ones would still get a death benefit of $50,000. So it's a nice feature to have the ability to access those funds if you need it and still have death benefit coverage if you don't.
Are there some policies you can also borrow against the policy?
Yes, so that's one of the nice aspects of the whole life policies or the universal life policies. Those have a cash value that accumulates over time. So every time you make a premium payment, a portion of that goes into an investable account within the policy, and that account value grows. And so every year when you get your statement, you see what your cash value balance is. And if you ever need to access that for a rainy day or something comes up, you can take the monies out of that policy. And there's really two ways to approach it. If you want to take it as a loan, so to speak, access your money, use it for what you need, but you know you're going to come into some funds or have the ability to pay it back, you can use it as that loan feature, and then your death benefit stays intact at the same value. If you take it out and just use it, then it reduces your death benefit. But again, it's kind of a nice savings tool where you don't often think of accessing your life insurance from an investment or a cash flow standpoint. But if you ever need it and you have that whole life policy, it's there as an option.
So with those policies, how is that money accruing, that cash value? Is that invested in the stock market or in different annuities?
It is invested in different funds through the insurance company themselves. And on the universal life policies, you can choose what bucket you want it invested in. There's most times different investment options that you can pick. But it is invested. So that's growing in the market. One of the nice features of the whole life policy is that you do have some guaranteed cash values. On the universal life, it can fluctuate a little bit more because you're choosing, in some circumstances, a higher risk investment bucket. So there's the ability for it to fluctuate, but you still have a piece of your policy that's guaranteed. So oftentimes I'll see people using those types of policies as an investment vehicle rather than investing straight into the market. It's a little bit more of a conservative investment to still allow some growth.
How can we avoid life insurance scams? They're out there.
I think the first piece is really working with a trusted agent and working with an individual that you can sit down across the table with. I mean, I know we're in a society where so many things can be done online, but I'm a huge advocate for working with a living, breathing person that you can communicate with, ask questions to. And maybe it's talking to your friends. See if they're working with someone, if they have a great referral, because if they've had a good experience and feel comfortable with what they have, chances are you will too.
Deb DeLiers is our guide on life insurance. She's a financial advisor in Northeast Wisconsin. You can join in to the conversation, 800-642-1234. News is next here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about life insurance here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The primary purpose of life insurance is to replace a lost income when a provider of the family dies. And we're looking at the options out there, the policies. But first, it's time to get an update on our fall member drive. I'm here with Keely Baltina. Good morning to you.
Hi, Kate.
It's Friday.
It is.
Yay.
We made it.
We're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
That's because listener support does make up the largest piece of the funding for the programs that you count on. Programs like this one, The Morning Show. And that's why your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
We have this dollar for dollar match going on right now. There is still match money left here on the table, around $800 or so. In effect, it's a great time to donate because current members, including a member from Oconto, they'll double every dollar you give. And it's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This hour, we're exploring the ins and outs of life insurance, what the jargon means, how we can break it down, how we can better understand how we can use it to support our families or, provide some extra stability later on in our lives. These are difficult and challenging conversations to take on. And the morning show is a place to break it down, to help us understand, what matters and how it changes our lives. These are the kinds of conversations you count on from this program.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, it makes the many topics that you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, get in on the match, and then make your gift.
That dollar for dollar match is still in effect. Thank you, current members, including that member from Oconto. What it means is that your gift of $50 becomes $100, or $100 you give turns into $200 for Wisconsin Public Radio. And it just keeps going. Take advantage of this match. Double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs. Do that when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You have a lot of bills in your monthly budget that are out of your control.
We've seen a recent increase in our childcare costs as my daughter is currently going to a preschool.
Yes, my newspaper subscription just went up.
If you've looked at my electric bill lately, it has gone up substantially.
Unlike the other things you pay for, you're always in control of your sustaining membership. During this pledge drive, we ask our sustainers to consider an increase to your monthly gift. How about $5 a month? It'll go a long way to pay for the WPR programs you rely on day in and day out. Thank you for your ongoing support.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Baltina, and it is listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that is why your support during this fall member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Maybe giving a dollar a day is the right amount for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening. When you think about it, a dollar a day is a pretty good value. Mm-hmm. Less than a cup of coffee or a soda or a day of cell phone service.
A dollar a day comes out to $30 a month. You set that up as a monthly transfer from your bank account or charge to your credit card. Make your gift now during this match in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That dollar for dollar match is still in effect. And today only, you can ask for the WPR travel bundle at that $25 a month level. It's the WPR tote bag and the travel mug for $25 a month. Karen from Madison says, can't pass up the cool tote bag. And Jennifer from Wausau says, the travel mug is the best mug I've ever owned.
Nice.
I want another. So if you needed to know, are the thank you gifts great? They are. Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, Karen, for your contributions. You can join them with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference. Join Karen and Jennifer, everyone out there at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for making a difference. We're exploring life insurance here in the morning show. A new study found a significant gender gap when it comes to life insurance. Women are not purchasing life insurance as frequently as men, nor purchasing as much. Have you collected life insurance money after a loved one died? What was that process like? Or have you had a family member die who didn't have life insurance? How did that change your life and your financial outlook? Join in at 800-642-1234. Financial advisor Deb DeLeers stays with us. Deb, each year, millions of dollars of benefits owed to families, owed to individuals, they go unclaimed in states straight across the country, here in Wisconsin as well. How can policyholders and families check for unclaimed life benefits?
Great question. If you know that your loved one had a policy and you have gone through their filing system and you've kind of looked through their things and you can't find the policy itself, you don't know where any of the documentation is, there's a couple different avenues that you can check. So in Wisconsin, for example, we have an unclaimed property listing where you can go in and search by name to see if there are any unclaimed assets that are out there. So life insurance companies have to report unclaimed death benefits. And so if they've reported that to the state, maybe they haven't been able to find the beneficiary, maybe the contact information was out of date, and it goes into this state system. If you proactively search through the Wisconsin unclaimed property listing, you might be able to find a policy proceed that you could claim on behalf of your loved one. You would have to provide proper support as far as identifying information that you are connected or able to receive those funds, but that's one avenue. And then the life insurance industry, so to speak, also has a function where you can search for unclaimed policies. And that's, again, you have to avow that you have looked through their documents, you have tried to find the policy, you're quite certain a policy exists and you just can't find the information. And you can go through, again, by providing name information, and the life insurance registry will let you know if there are any policy proceeds available.
Well, it's open enrollment season right now at many companies where people are looking at their benefit packages. Life insurance often is a part of that package. What if you are perhaps unsure or unhappy with your life insurance policy? What should policyholders consider before you switch or before you decide to add on, additionally to your policy?
So one thing to keep in mind is that an insurance policy is a policy. It's a contract, which means that every company and nearly every policy has different terms. And one of the phrases in life insurance talk is a rider. There might be riders attached to your policy, which is basically an addition to your policy that says if you become terminally ill, you may not have to continue paying your premium and still get your benefit. Maybe, there are those long-term care riders that allow you to access your death benefit for care costs. So there might be features within the policy that you currently own that you might not qualify for or receive in another policy at a comparable cost. And so I think it's really important to first understand what you actually own and then compare that to what you would be getting in exchange for it. And that's where, in my opinion, you're going to meet with that trustworthy insurance agent, hopefully someone that you've been referred to or that you've had good experiences with in the past that can help walk you through those items so that you understand it and know what you're either getting or giving up if you exchange.
What if a person would want to leave money for loved ones or make a donation to an organization with their life insurance funds? How can they make sure that happens after they've died?
So the biggest piece is making sure that your beneficiary designation is up to date. So when you take out that life insurance policy, the company is going to want to know who is the beneficiary that this money should be paid to after you've passed. And it can always be a charitable donation if you want to take out that policy for that purpose. It can always be your family, or it can be a combination of the two. It can also change over time. You can update and adjust that beneficiary designation at any time as long as you still own the policy. So, if that's something that people want to do, they can just assess how much their death benefit is and what they want to go to each person. For example, if they have two children and a charity that they want to keep in mind, they can give their two children each 25% and the charity 50%. They can give each of them one-third. They can adjust those percentages on their beneficiary form.
We're talking with Deb DeLeers in DePere. She is a financial advisor with Northright Financial. Still time for your questions about life insurance, your situation that you're in with your policy. Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Deb, there's also this thing out there where perhaps someone is a stay-at-home spouse and they don't think that they would need life insurance because they're not bringing in an income. When you put in all of the calculations to some of these life insurance calculators, that they're, the income is blank. What would you say there?
Well, my argument would be, what if something happened to that stay-at-home spouse where they passed away and now the surviving spouse who's out in the workforce has to come up with additional funds for childcare and to support the children that are in that home? And so I would argue that the stay-at-home spouse should also have an insurance policy on them, because they're providing a huge value to the household and just the services that they're doing every day. And again, it comes down to budget, but if you look at a term policy, those premiums are pretty affordable if you break it down into a monthly payment.
Well, I know you like going face to face with an advisor across the table and working through those questions, but are there good calculators out there?
There are. I think there are good options to at least get an idea of what you might be spending. And it's something that simply you can Google, life insurance calculator or premium calculator. What I do personally in my practice is I work with what I consider an umbrella company, and that company has access to every life insurance policy that's on the market, every life insurance company. And I work with them to say my client is looking at X amount in a death benefit. Maybe they have some special considerations from an underwriting standpoint. So not only am I looking for the death benefit, but I'm looking at what company is going to give us the best underwriting experience and hopefully the best premium. And the company I work with will help filter out to the best companies that are available. And then we look at premiums. And there are a variety of different ranges, and we kind of select what makes the best sense financially. And so I think if you want to just Google it and get informed, you can certainly learn information. But when you're ready to commit and purchase a policy, because of the nature of the policies, I still do think it's best to talk to someone, because then if you have questions, you're not trying to call through a website and get through a customer service agent. You can speak to the person who sold you the policy.
Well, many families live paycheck to paycheck and, scraping by to get life's essential things on the table and paying those bills. How do you make sure that you're not oversold life insurance? Because as you look at all of the priorities in the household, where does this fit in?
I think that's part of budgeting. And when you're going in to have these conversations, I think it's important to know what are the outstanding debts or bills that if something happened tomorrow, your family would need to kind of scrape by and help cover. And so, knowing what your obligations are is the starting point to how much life insurance you need. And from a budgeting standpoint, living more in a paycheck-to-paycheck environment, I often tell people it's important to know what are the things that you're spending every month that maybe you could do away with for a period of time to afford this protection. And maybe that's Starbucks. Maybe that's getting your nails done at a salon as opposed to just buying a nice polish and doing it at home. So I think oftentimes there's a little wiggle room in the budget where if we can maybe get rid of some of those non-essential, there's some of those extra treats, you can provide that coverage for your family.
Before we have to go here, let's take a closer look at life insurance in those retirement years. In what ways can life insurance be used to supplement retirement income?
Again, when we're looking at the cash value policies, so our whole life or our universal life policies, as you've been paying those premiums over time, you're developing that cash account within your policy that you can access for additional income if you need it. And so there are certain individuals who've had these whole life or permanent policies for some time. They've got a nice nest egg of cash within them, and they'll use that to help support maybe their children or grandchildren in college. Maybe that's the money that they're utilizing for the purchase of a new vehicle or a trip. And so those permanent policies do have the investment function, and people will use them as a conservative investment, which grows over time, that they can then access during retirement for supplemental or emergency income.
Well, as we wrap up here, term life, which is, you decide the amount or you decide the number of years, what is the range there? Is it like 5 years to 30 years? How long are these policies?
Generally, I would say the most common is going to be a 10-year to a 30-year. So you can do a 10-year, 15, 20, 25, 30. Those are probably the most common terms. And then again, it's keeping in mind, what is your purpose for coverage? Is it to cover you during your working years so that if something happens, your spouse can pay off the mortgage? Is it coverage while your children are minors? So if something happens to one of you, college can be paid for. That helps determine how long of a term you're looking for. Because again, as we get older, every year older we get, the higher that premium is going to be, even on a term policy. And so if you can lock in at a decent rate on a longer term policy, you have that coverage.
Deb, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. I appreciate the opportunity.
Deborah DeLeers is a DePere-based financial advisor with Northright Financial. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and be sure to stay with us next hour as we go around Wisconsin checking in on coffee culture around the state and different roasters. But first, it is our fall member drive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Baltina. Good morning.
Hi, Kate.
The largest source of funding for WPR programs is from listeners like you. And this drive is your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. So take that important step when you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have marvelous news right now. It's very exciting. We met our $5,000 match.
Nice.
That's incredible. We have current members, including a member from Oconto, who doubled every dollar that you gave. Thank you so much to those members. And thank you for calling in and going online and showing us how much you support Wisconsin Public Radio. This has created such amazing momentum to kick off this Friday. So we've met our match. Don't stop that momentum. Keep it going. Do that by contributing at WPR.org or pick up the phone and call 888-202-2552.
One of the things that I love about The Morning Show is that we meet experts from all over Wisconsin, all over the state and the world, actually. But today we went deep into life insurance and we learned a lot along the way. You get to be a part of those types of conversations each day here on this program. And so whether it's life insurance or coffee or something else on a different day, such as the political scene on the state capitol report, these are the kinds of conversations that you count on from The Morning Show.
WPR is listener supported. That means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes those many topics you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and make your gift.
And today only, we have a very special deal, the on-the-go bundle of both a WPR tote and a WPR travel mug. You'll enjoy two products that are both stylish and useful. Show off your WPR pride with this on-the-go set and ask for your tote mug bundle, it's hard to say, when you support the WPR programs you love with a gift of $25 a month or more. Right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Margot Potacek, and I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
And I'm Betty Potacek from Madison.
I grew up listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I listen at home. It's on the radio when I wake up. I listen in the car on my way to and from work on the weekends when I'm, if I'm cleaning, rarely, but I listen to it then.
I walk an hour a day, so when I'm walking, I listen to WPR on my phone. I used to listen to books. I'd download them, but I'm finding that listening to WPR, that's when I'm getting these topics that I didn't know that I was interested in.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click donate. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Keely Baltina, and it is your support during this fall member drive that makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month right now, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Susie from Madison says, I'm so lucky to live in a state with a strong public radio presence. Every day you inform me of the world I live in. I love the breadth of news from the local to the global. And Susie also mentioned that she offers this contribution in memory of Cokie Roberts. She says, nice. One of the first voices I heard on public radio when I first started listening in the 1980s. Public radio has a long track record for for people, and it's a long track record of needing your support to make it possible.
Well, think about what's important to you, the family, the friends, the hobbies. These are things you invest in your time and sometimes your money. Giving to what's important to you, it makes a difference in your life. It makes you feel good.
And the biggest source of funding for WPR is listener support. So your gift makes a difference in your life and in the lives of hundreds of thousands of other listeners. Together, we make an impact on our community. Make your difference today with your first ever gift of $10 a month, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And today's a special day. You can take your WPR Pride wherever you go when you get the travel bundle as a thank you gift. It includes both the WPR tote and the travel mug. It's available today only at $25 a month, which is $5 a month savings. Give now, support your favorite programs, and ask for your WPR travel bundle when you give $25 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift is so important right now. It makes a difference. And thank you so much for your support.